You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, we will be listening to the Quarteto Latino-Americano playing the string quartets by the great Brazilian composer Francisco Mioni. That CD, in 2012, won the Latin Grammy for Best Classical Album. The Quarteto Latino-Americano is a string quartet from Mexico. Its members are the three Bitran brothers, violinists Saul and Aaron, and cellist Alvaro, along with violist Javier Montiel. It was formed in, mind that, 1981 in Mexico, and actually has a very strong connection to Pittsburgh, as it was the quartet in residence at the Carnegie Mellon University from 1987 until 2008. They recorded over 100 pieces, including the complete works for quartet by Heitor Villa-Lobos. We played them all in this program in the past years. And to tell us more about this music, about Francisco Mignoni, we have again the pleasure of receiving Saul Bitran from the Quarteto Latinoamericano. Welcome, Saul.
Hello, good evening. I am Saul Bitran, first violinist with the Quarteto Latinoamericano. I'm very happy to be here again from Ipanema to the World, hosted by my friend Flavio Chamis. And I am here today to talk about a Brazilian composer called Francisco Mignone, who wrote wonderful music for string quartet, which we will be hearing today. In 2010, the quartetto played a concert in Rio de Janeiro. At the end of the concert, an elderly lady came to us and said, "Hello, I am the widow of Francisco Mignone, and I love the way you play Villa-Lobos, and my husband left many, many scores of music for string quartet which have never been played." And she gave us, right there, a huge envelope with a lot of music for quartet by her late husband, Francisco Mignone. So we got back and we started reading this music, and we thought it was fantastic, really, really good music. And after a few months where we had read all the pieces, we suggested to our record company, Sono Luminous, to do a recording of all of the music for string quartet by Francisco Mignone. So a year later, we did this album, we recorded all this music, we sent a copy to the widow, Doña Josefina Mignone, and she was ecstatic about it. The CD came out, and it turned out that that CD got us our first Latin Grammy in 2012, and this CD is called Brasileiro, Works of Francisco Mignone, and as I mentioned, these are all pieces for string quartet written by Mignone, two string quartets, and then several pieces for quartet. So I encourage you to listen to this music with an ear towards Brazilian folklore, because there is a lot of it, but not only that. I will be talking more about Mignone's source of inspiration for his music. For now, please enjoy this music. Thank you.
just heard a second string quartet by the Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone with the Quarteto Latinoamericano. Francisco Mignone is one of the most prominent Brazilian composers. From an early age, he was surrounded by Brazilian popular music, often playing with his friends in typical Brazilian instrumental formations. He wrote a good number of popular style works, but had to publish them under a pseudonym. The pseudonym was Chico Bororó, because in those days would have been inappropriate for a formal classical composer to venture into the popular vein. He was a great pianist and had numerous international appearances. Among the conductors who performed his music were Richard Strauss, Leopold Stokowski, Eugene Ormandy, Toscanini, and Leonard Bernstein. Here are three Spanish songs by Francisco Mignone, again with the Quarteto Latinoamericano.
Thank you.
This were three Spanish songs by the Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone, played by the Quarteto Latinoamericano from the CD Brasileiro, which won a Latin Grammy Award in 2012. The members of the Quarteto Latinoamericano are Saul and Aaron Bitran, violins, Javier Montiel, viola, and Alvaro Bitran, cello. The Quarteto Latinoamericano has been playing for the last 44 years, and with this extraordinary career, decided that this will be the last season that they are performing together. But here to tell us a little more about Francisco Mignone and his music, here is again Saul Bitran.
Francisco Mignone was the son of Italian immigrants to São Paulo, and he himself traveled to Italy to study composition with Vincenzo Ferroni. He spent many years in Italy, and then he started writing music when he came back to Brazil in a very typical Italian operatic style, which was also the music he heard at home. So the early pieces for quartet, you can definitely notice the influence, especially of Puccini, but also Verdi and Donizetti. This is very romantic, very lush music. Then at some point in Brazil, he met the artist, intellectual Mario De Andrade, who was a promoter of modernism and of putting Brazilian folklore into Brazilian art. Mignone became interested. He started exploring Brazilian music, like his fellow composer Villa-Lobos did. And little by little, Mignone's style changed radically, and he became much more influenced by Brazilian folklore. And you will hear that very clearly, especially in his two string quartets, as opposed to the shorter pieces that you have been hearing, which are more Italian in style. One more thing about Mignone is, I think the reason he's not well known is because precisely of Heitor Villa-Lobos, who is such a giant, and he cast such an enormous shadow over all other Brazilian composers of the 20th century. So Mignone had a hard time having his music played, premiered, and known. But nowadays, to me at least, they are both giant composers of Brazilian classical music.
Thank you.
This was the String Quartet No. 1 by Francisco Mignoni, played by the Quarteto Latinoamericano. I would like to thank Saul Bitran for visiting our program one more time. He has been our guest for a good number of programs, as we had in the past 8 programs encompassing all string quartets by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. right here on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Or you can live stream our program wherever you might be in the world. Just go to WRCT.org. And I'll leave the last word for, again, Saul Bitran.
Thank you for listening. Again, I am Saul Bitran, first violinist with Quarteto Latinoamericano, and we have been hearing the music of Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone. The last piece we're going to hear is actually a piece for double quartet or octet. He called it Seresta No. 2 for double quartet. And this is recorded by the Quarteto Latinoamericano and another string quartet called La Catrina String Quartet, which at the time were in residence at the University of New Mexico in Las Cruces. This is a very powerful piece. It's only 4 minutes long, but it's a wonderful overture to the music of Francisco Mignone. So Seresta No. 2 for double quartet.